Coming up next, the Coach's Corner, presented on 104.9 KLMJ by Mort's Water Company. 8 area high school coaches, 2 hosts, breaking down the stats and previewing future matchups. Mort's Water Company is proud to present this locally produced show. 90 minutes of the most in-depth high school sports coverage on the air.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner with Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Molenkel, stoked that you're able to be with us today. It's the Week 8 edition, and it was the regular season finale for Classes 2A on down on Friday night. Class 3A, 4A, and 5A still have one more week of the regular season after this week. But let's run through the scores from Friday night. As aired on 99 The Wave, North Butler beat AGWSR 26-7. Sumner Fredericksburg beat Appleton Parkersburg 47-13. West Fork beat Belmont Clemmie 18-7. Number 3 in 2A Spirit Lake beat Clarion Goldfield Owls 42-0. Number 2 in 1A Dyke New Hartford beat Denver 57-13. Number 1 in 1A Grundy Center beat Hudson 35-0. As aired on 104.9 KLMJ, Hampton Dumont Cal beat Charles City 21-0. Number 2 in 2A PCM beat Iowa Falls Alden 48-0. Number 6 in 1A South Hardin beat Columbus Catholic 39-6. And on Thursday night, Clarksville beat Meskwaki Settlement 58-0. All of these interviews took place before the announcement of the first round playoff pairings, which will be released by the IHSAA as of 10 o'clock a.m. today. But the qualifier list has been released, and these coaches do know whether they are in or out of the playoffs. So just a heads up on that. We will take our first time out and get the Coach's Corner rolling next. It's the Coach's Corner from Radio On The Go Sports. 8 coaches, 2 hosts. It's coming up next.
Before the snow flies, it's time to get your septic tank pumped. This is Brandon Morton with Mort's Water Company. Pumping out your septic tank is easier to do when it's 50 degrees than 20 degrees. It's also in your best interest to have your home septic system pumped before the ground freezes. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT before the ground freezes. With over a century of knowledge and expertise with sewer and septic systems, why would you call anyone else? Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at mortsonline.com.
It's continuing coverage of Hampton Dumont Cal football with head coach Cole Miller. The Bulldogs defeat Charles City 21-0 here in Week 8. And, coach, an interesting game to say the least. A lot of stuff happened on the field tonight. We'll talk more specifics here in a sec. But you guys come on the road, get your first district win of the year, and the defense pitches a shutout as well. What can you say about your team's performance tonight and getting this done tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't the cleanest game, and like you said, a lot of things happened to make it an interesting game. But you know, they fought hard. They played pretty composed for the the things that were going on, and the adversity that they had to face. So that was good. That's going to be a good test going into a tough ball game next week, just facing adversity, different kind of adversity that we've seen from what we've seen so far this year. But that was good. Effort's always there. Defense played really well. You know, they were able to get some drives going, but defense was able to, when their back's against the wall, make the plays that count. And then, offense was able to capitalize on a couple drives and put some points up, so that was good.
Yeah, and so when it comes to some of the big plays in this one, how about that touchdown throw to Brady Hart? Because that man was wide open for that 22-yarder there.
Yeah, that was a great, coaches up top saw it and said we were, getting some soft coverage on Brady. And yeah, I don't know how you let the tallest man on the field wide open downfield, but I'm glad they did, and Ryder was able to put it right on him for a touchdown. So that was good to get Brady Hart a touchdown this year, and hopefully get Ryder some confidence throwing the ball deep downfield.
Yeah, and when it comes to kind of weathering the storm, both teams had their fair share of penalties. You had to have some guys, pull some guys away from people and things like that. But what can you say about, again, for the most part, this team being able to remain composed and work through a lot of these scenarios? Because it seemed like where maybe Charles City kind of shot themselves in the foot with some of those things, you guys didn't nearly as much tonight.
Yeah, they were, pretty disciplined as far as keeping their composure goes. There was a few things that we did that can't happen if they want to win the closer games and the tougher games. But overall, I'm happy with how they were able to keep their composure, and I'm happy with how the coaches were able to, talk to those guys that were kind of getting riled up and get their heads clear. And the kids that had to go in while we got those kids settled down, they were able to step up and they did fine. So a lot of good things there as far as keeping our composure.
And go back to the stat sheet here. You guys really spread it around when it comes to running the ball. 213 yards as a team. Colin Bird, unofficially 16 carries for 97 yards. touchdown for Taylor Mailer, his first rushing touchdown of the year, so that's great. Ryder Strother contributing as well. I mean, we could go on down the line, you know, Joe Powers, things like that. What was the ground game like for you guys? How are you guys able to execute so well for, we had like 5.7 yards per carry?
Yeah, the first drive we were just, you know, in between the tackles and then pounding the rock with Bird. And after we scored that first touchdown, they kind of clamped down on us, so we had to hit. We started hitting them with some jets and some sweeps to the outside. So that was trying to soften up the inside, so we could go back to it. And then had a couple of quarterback keeps for Ryder, where he was able to get loose a couple times. And you know, we talk about the discipline part. There's a couple of long runs that were called back because of holds or, you know, chop blocks and things like that, that we, you know, so it could have been better even, but you know, I'll take the win. I'll take the good rushing night by us. And the plan was to feed Bird, and on that first drive we saw it, and then when they adjusted, then we were able to get the other guys involved as well.
And again, defensively, you pitched the shutout. You get a couple of takeaways. You get an interception, a fumble recovery, and at times it was kind of a bend but don't break defense. And again, 21-0 tonight. What can you say about the defensive effort in this one, and how that ultimately helped contribute to the win?
Yeah, our defense continues to be the strength of our team, led by, you know, Colin Bird and Taylor Mailer, and then you got another senior, Austin Hansen, on the defensive line. So that front seven really takes pride in trying to stop the run. And, you know, there's some games they wish they could have back this year, but they were able to put their best foot forward tonight and buckled down. And, you know, that 21, he's a stud. He still had a pretty good night, but we made someone else try to beat us by containing him. And they did their best to feed him, but like I said, that front seven answered the call. And I think the senior leadership was a big part of how we carried ourselves tonight.
All right, we're going to take a short time out here with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller.
Are you ready to make the most of your college experience? Look no further than Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls, Iowa. At Ellsworth, we offer a world of possibilities with 55 different academic programs to choose from. We also offer 8 NJCAA athletic programs and 2 club programs, so you can get involved in the sport you love and be part of a winning team. Ellsworth Community College is where you can experience a 4-year education in just 2 years. Ready to take the first step? Visit us online at ellsworthcollege.com for more information, or give us a call at 641-648-4611. Experience Ellsworth today.
Now this from CDK Insurance of Hampton.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the 3rd or 4th level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your local auto owner's insurance agent is CDK, Castle, Dick, and Kelch Insurance. See Tom, Terry, and Robin today in Hampton at CDK.
A proud supporter of area schools, including Hampton Dumont Cal. Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan is cheering for a great sports season. Mark is a master welder and is here for all your welding needs on your farm machinery. Bruins Machine and Welding also makes and repairs hoses, sells Northland oil, bearings, seals, belts, PTO parts, and nuts and bolts. When it's broken, take it to Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
It's continuing coverage of Hampton Dumont Cal football with head coach Cole Miller. A 21-0 win over Charles City here in Week 8 on the road. And Coach, crazy that you got that one regular season game remaining with a very good Algona team coming to your place next week. But what's kind of been the – we kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday, but when it comes to the vibe and the atmosphere around this program, how are some of these you know, things going to be maybe intensified now that you're going into that last week of the regular season, and, you know, guys would certainly love to pick up an upset on their home field next week?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a pretty emotionally charged night with it being senior night. Some of those guys playing their last football game ever on the home turf, football field, no less. But I think, you know, the boys are prideful, and their work ethic speaks for itself when you watch them play. That, you know, it's not really, you don't really have to work that hard to motivate them. They're going to come out and they're going to put up the best effort they can every single day in practice, and they're going to be ready to go on Friday. So as far as finding a motivator, that hasn't been too hard for us, because those boys find it themselves and their workhorses.
And you're not going to be, unfortunately, you know, you're not going to be facing a Division I quarterback, you know, maybe fortunate, however you want to look at that, I guess. Unfortunate for him that his season has to come to a close. But do you almost look at this as maybe one of like a more winnable game now that, you know, you see that Algona kind of got challenged tonight against Webster City?
I mean, yeah, anytime a team loses their Division I commit, especially a quarterback, the game becomes – it becomes a different game. But I think his little brother's the backup, and, you know, I was able to catch the end of the game when they played Humboldt, and he drove them right down the field and gave them a shot at tying the game up or going for it, and then they ended up losing it. But so it's not like they have a slouch back there at quarterback, and they're surrounded by athletes. So they're a good football team. They're well coached. It's going to be a different challenge, but a tough challenge nonetheless. And you know, I know our boys will be excited for it, and they'll want to, like you said, get one last upset heading into you know, off season play.
All right. Any final thoughts or any of your other players you'd like to recognize before we wrap up here?
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to the offensive line. There's a couple of kids that are, you know, they're doing their inexperience at the beginning of the year. They got a lot of experience now. They're playing really well. Madden Evans tonight was battling through an injury, so he's only able to go one way. And, you know, I want to give him a shout out as well. So the offensive line did a great job for us. Getting behind them was, you know, it's easy to rush for 200 yards when you got kids like that working hard every day and trying to get better and then pushing themselves. So, yeah, give them a shout out, and I'm just proud of the work that they did.
All right, HD Cal coach Cole Miller, thank you so much for the time and congrats on the win.
Thank you.
All right, we will continue our coverage when we come back.
Thanks for joining us for the Coach's Corner, presented by Mort's Water Company. Stay tuned as our broadcast continues from the Crown Jewel Travel Studios in Hampton on 104.9 KLMJ FM and on the Go Media Station.
The high school volleyball postseason will begin on Monday night when AGWSR hosts North Butler in a Class 2A regional first-round matchup. Pregame coverage will start at 6:40 p.m., followed by the first serve at 7 o'clock on 104.9 KLMJ. It's live from the AGWSR gym this Monday night on 104.9 KLMJ. Don't miss the start of the high school volleyball playoffs. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden football coach Eric Walkingstick. The Cadets fell at home to number 2 in 2A PCM 48-0 here on Friday night in Week 8. And, Coach, just looking at the box score here, it looks like a really fast start for PCM. If you could kind of just give me your thoughts on this one from your perspective.
Well, we knew that they were going to be good, you know, and they were as advertised. Big physical, strong team. Probably the best team that we've seen this year for sure. And they started off strong, and, you know, we couldn't do much to move the ball offensively. And they capitalized early and often. And, you know, that's you know, we knew what we were getting into in that game. But the kids came to play. You know, our kids were ready. You know, we prepared this week well and got everything that we needed done. It's just they were a very good team.
Yeah, and when it comes to like a scouting report for PCM, what were some of the biggest pieces to that? Like, what were some of the key aspects of PCM that you guys knew you were going to have to be ready for in this one?
Well, we knew the running back was the, you know, he was averaging 11 yards per carry, and we knew that we would have to slow him down. And at times, we did things well. The quarterback can throw the ball really well, can run the ball decently, and we knew we had to try to, you know, stop the passing game, which we did at times, but not enough. As far as offensive line and defensive lines, big kids, physical kids, and you know, even at receivers, they had a lot of good positions at receivers. So you know, there's just a lot of talent that we had to defend, and we knew that we were going to give certain things away. So try to minimize the effect of what they had, and tried to, you know, slow the game down a little bit.
And I know you guys had kind of had some problems with being guys being banged up, some guys having, you know, injuries in key positions and things like that. Looks like you had a few different quarterbacks in this one. We know your top two receivers were going to be out for this one. So what were some of the opportunities that were opened up for some guys that, you know, were playing some more varsity snaps than they usually do?
Well, and it's a good opportunity for some of those guys to get on the field in certain places they don't usually get into. You know, we had some different personnel sets that we used more of a ground and pound type offense. And then we, you know, had some stuff. We went back to some pro base things. As a whole, you know, we're dinged up, and we still are dinged up. We lost a couple of guys tonight, you know, but, you know, it's just the opportunity to play football and go out there and compete. You know, and again, you know, Friday night with a chance to play football, this time of year with this kind of weather, it's a great chance.
Yeah, certainly. You said it. Certainly great weather for week eight. Doesn't get better than that. Defensively, Trevor Bailey, 8.5 tackles to lead the way this one. And I know he's kind of been one of those big guys on the defensive side of the ball, team high in tackles on the year, you know, 16.5 TFLs on the year. You know, what can you say about how he has kind of, you know, piloted that defense here this year?
I tell you what, he is, you know, a difference maker. He has played his tail off. He is somebody that is, you know, I'm glad to have on our side of the ball, on our team. And he's played such a good game, you know, throughout the year. And he's been phenomenal. He was really good last year, but he has absolutely been a difference maker throughout this year. And just real pleased to be able to have him on our squad.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden football coach Eric Walkingstick.
It's harvest time, and Landis has the tools and expertise you need for a successful harvest season through the Landis Grow Solutions Center. With experts ready to help advise on grain contracts, 0% financing, or preparing for next season's agronomy needs, the Landis Grow Solutions Center has you covered. Give the Grow Solutions Center a call at the following number, 515-800-GROW. That's 515-800-4769. Or check out www.landis.ag to make this harvest a successful one.
Bull Burning Floors asks pet owners, are you shopping for floors for your furry four-legged friend in mind? Bull Burning Floors and Mohawk get it. Enter Mohawk Pet Premier, the inherently stain-resistant, beautiful pet carpet for all animal lovers, backed by their all-pet warranty. Plus, Pet Premier is sustainably made with recycled plastic bottles. Stain-resistant, stylish, and sustainable. Seriously, go ahead, unleash the difference with Pet Premier. Visit your Mohawk Carpet Headquarters, Old Burning Floors, just west of Quickstar on Brooks Road in Iowa Falls.
This is Tina with your Iowa Falls Eldora Hy-Vee. Stop in this week and get some great deals with us. Got Hy-Vee pasta for 98 cents. We've also got Hy-Vee Choice Reserve boneless beef New York strip steaks, 8 ounces for only $5.99 or 12 ounce for $8.99. Check out our display we have with Hy-Vee chili beans or kidney beans for only 88 cents. Then make sure you stop back this weekend for a 3-day sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where you can get 4 ounce pork chops for only 99 cents. You can get 24 pack purified water for only $1.99 and Pepsi 24 pack products for $9.99. Make sure you stop at your Iowa Falls or Eldora Hy-Vee.
If you need dryer parts or service this fall, see your Sookup dealer, Central Iowa Fabrication. Farmers from all over rely on Central Iowa Fab of Alden for the parts they need. They also still have welding and torch supplies and can do on the farm welding repair. For high-rise issues with bins and legs, they have cranes to get the work done. And if you're planning for future years, talk with Mike or John about a new Sookup grain bin or grain handling equipment. Located on the highway in Alden and wishing you a successful harvest, that's Central Iowa Fabrication, your Sookup dealer. Also check centraliowafab.com.
Back on the Coach's Corner with Iowa Falls Alden football coach Eric Walkingstick. The Cadets fell at home to PCM 48-0 here on Friday night in Week 8. And unfortunately, Coach, you know, you're on the outside of the playoff picture here for this year. But just kind of want to get your thoughts on, you know, the season as a whole. I know you're just kind of coming off of it right now, but certainly a lot of growth, I have to imagine, from some key positions. And I know the story going into the year was just a ton of youth, a ton of sophomores playing varsity.
Well, we knew going into the year that we were going to play a lot of young guys, and it's great for the future. You know, for the now, it kind of stinks for some of those kids because, you know, we just had to play, you know, some of the younger guys, you know, just because of, you know, depth and of, you know, positions at the older levels. But as a whole, you know, the thing is the kids went out there and competed. We put a lot of time into it. You know, a lot of things in the summer, a lot of things, you know, throughout with camps and different things, and the kids always did what they were asked to do. You know, it's going to pay off dividends in the future for us. But, you know, for this particular year, it's just one of the ones where we had to go through some growing pains and had to take our lumps at times. But, you know, the kids played hard and the kids played well for us. And I'm just proud of those guys and just appreciate those young men and the people on our squad.
We talked about Trevor Bailey a little bit ago as far as on the defensive side of the ball. Who are some of the other guys you kind of want to recognize for their efforts this year? Maybe some of those X-factor players, some of the guys that, like, when they were playing well, the team was playing well, you know?
Well, you know, as far as the seniors go, you know, we've got kids like Carter DeBates, Keith Mulford, you know, Andrew Bartlett, Weaver, who got hurt. But we've got a lot of those guys that do such a good job for us, and just sacrifice so much for us and play hard. Nathan Risky's a kid that whenever we first got here, he was a guy that we were like going, boy, we don't know if he was going to be a player, and he's really turned out to be a tremendous asset for our team. A lot of our sophomores that have really contributed, Kate Overdink, Carson Close, a lot of those guys that, the younger guys, Reese Rankin, who didn't play the majority of the season and just started playing for us in the last couple of games. They're young men that are going to have really bright futures ahead of them.
All right. Well, we'll certainly talk more in a season recap interview here in the coming weeks. But any final thoughts you'd like to share about your team at this time before we wrap up?
I'm just proud of them. I'll go to battle with those guys any day. They're guys that are stand-up guys. They fight hard. They play the game of football the right way. They're class act, and just a proud to be a part of them, and proud to be continuing the game of football with them. So excited and can't wait for what the future holds.
All right, that's IFA football coach Eric Walkingstick. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here in the offseason.
Thank you so much, and go Cadets.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.
Saturday mornings are for hot coffee, great breakfast, and the Coach's Corner. Presented by Mort's Water Company on 104.9 KLMJ. Homegrown and locally owned. Stay tuned.
Kinetico water systems are masterly engineered to be simply the most efficient and effective water softener, drinking water system, and water filters on the planet. This is Justin Morton from Mort's Water Company. Kinetico has a system that will fit your water quality, whether it's well water or city water. We can match up your water quality with a Kinetico water treatment system. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT and let us show you how a Kinetico whole house water treatment system will give you the cleanest, best tasting water. Selling and servicing Kinetico water systems in North Iowa for over 40 years. Your local independent authorized Kinetico dealer. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, as North Butler on their senior night and regular season finale on Friday night won 26-7 over AGWSR to wrap up the regular season. A great home win, Coach. Your thoughts on that win on Friday night?
Like you said, great way to end the season, send the seniors out on senior night, so very proud of our boys and that they came out and what they did Friday night.
You had a cool moment to start the game when you had sent your starters over. You had, for your defense, all seniors out there and then one junior getting to have that moment on that first defensive series to begin the game.
We have 10 seniors. We were able to put them all out in defensive positions at the start of the game and let them play together here and start the game together, so we thought we'd make a special moment right away and kick it off.
And what a defensive stand on that opening series for your seniors, a 3-and-out.
Yes, they came up and they stepped up and did a wonderful job right away on the series.
What the moment was like at the beginning of senior night, getting a chance to see each one of those players recognized in front of a great Bearcat crowd that turned out once again over in Green.
Yeah, it was a special moment for them. I mean, we've had some of these guys for all 4 years, and the ones that just went out this year and stuff. So it was nice to recognize them and all the time and effort they put in and just make it about them that night and give them some good memories and have their last home game be a special one here.
For your offense, really got things going with Jax Thorne. He did a great job of stepping up from your backup quarterback spot and starting in relief of Wang's Ness, who was out on Friday.
Yeah, Jax stepped up. A little nervous at first. He hasn't taken a whole lot of reps at quarterback, but he's an athlete. Like I said, stepped up in a big way and did a wonderful job at the quarterback spot for us.
And you got back to your bread and butter, Coach. One of the great things your team has been able to do this year is run the football. And unofficially, I had your team down for 385 rushing yards on 53 carries last night. The yes moment seeing your team run the football as effectively as it did again against AGWSR.
All right, starts our line again. We got big line. They're strong. They put in a lot of time in the offseason stuff, and it shows. And we were able just to get behind them and go. I mean, we were able to spread the ball out some and give everybody some touches and let them rest up a little bit and get them back in and go. So it was nice that we got the ground game going for us again.
And it was really balanced, Coach. It was a lot of fun to watch. It was 7 different backs that we saw, including Jax Thorne, who was running the football really well last night. As you go forward with this team, You'll have some of those backs back for next year's team. The valuable reps that they've been able to get this year, the way you rotate the run game.
Yeah, we're losing, I said, 10 seniors, which hurts, and they've all contributed a lot. But we've got some returners coming back to have some game experience and that have really contributed this year as well. So it's nice to do that and able to rotate them through and keep people fresh so we don't have to lean on one person only.
And for your defense, an excellent job on Friday night as well. A couple of key turnovers down the stretch to allow AGWSR to only have 7 points. What stood out to you about the defensive play is did a great job of getting downhill and forcing the Cougars quarterback out of the pocket quite a bit.
Our defensive line did an excellent job getting in there and keeping him in the pocket if we could, or disrupting him so he couldn't get in, go through his progressions. And then our defensive backs had excellent coverage. They weren't giving their receivers much room and weren't going to bite on anything deep, so they played fundamental football and just made him go through his progressions and hold on to the ball longer than he wanted to or try to scramble and get something.
More with the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, right after this on the Coach's Corner.
It's harvest time, and Landis has the tools and expertise you need for a successful harvest season through the Landis Grow Solutions Center. With experts ready to help advise on grain contracts, 0% financing, or preparing for next season's agronomy needs, the Landis Grow Solutions Center has you covered. Give the Grow Solutions Center a call at the following number, 515-800-GROW. That's 515-800-4769. Or check out www.landis.ag to make this harvest a successful one.
The Green Recorder has been published weekly since 1876, with every edition on the Green Public Library's website at green.lib.us. The Green Recorder is published 52 weeks a year. Weekly copies are always available at Casey's, Drawley's Department Store, West 40 Market, and of course the Green Recorder's office. For a subscription, call 816-4525. Call the Green Recorder and stay in touch with what's happening in Green and Butler County.
Don't let deer derail your future. Green Insurance Services and Grinnell Mutual encourage you to practice safe driving, especially this time of year. If you see a deer on the road, slow down, stay calm, and don't swerve to avoid it. Find more driving tips at GrinnellMutual.com. They are dedicated to your safety, so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Misty Osborne or Lucas Wedeking, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Green Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Are you looking to buy or sell a classic car? Look no further than Coyote Classics in Green, Iowa. With a wide selection of vintage vehicles, you'll find the car of your dreams. Whether you're a collector or just love the nostalgia, Coyote Classics has something for everyone. Visit their showroom today and experience the thrill of owning a piece of automotive history. Visit their website, coyoteclassics.com, or call them at 641-816-3145. A proud supporter of the North Butler Bearcats Coaches Show.
104.9 KLMJ FM, Hampton, Iowa Falls, Parkersburg. Broadcasting from the Crown Jewel Travel Studios. Now, more on the Coach's Corner, presented by Mort's Water Company.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop. And Coach, before we continue our conversation about going forward with this program, wanted to ask what your message to your seniors was at the end of the game as you had a chance to have a cool moment in the huddle on the north side of the field after the game, and the seniors got a chance to have a photo op with one another again.
We told them, enjoy it. You know, this will be a moment that they'll remember. It was a lot real special for some of them where they've gone out since freshman year. They've been with us, and you could just see the emotions running high and how much that not only this game but this season and this team means to them. So we said enjoy it, take their time, and really soak it in.
And no scheduled Week 9 game at this time for the Bearcats, so that was truly your regular season finale as it stands right now. Getting to wrap up your season that way, coming out and performing well on both sides of the ball, the proud moment for you seeing that, playing really well back-to-back weeks to wrap up the season.
Yeah, just, you know, finishing strong. We told them, you know, we had some tough losses there in the middle of the season and said it could have gone a couple different ways. And the way that they've dug in and said, you know, this is how we want to end, and this is what we want to do, and coming out and them having the right mindset and just physically doing it shows just the kind of character and the kind of team that we have.
As what it looks like going forward for this team, Coach, you had mentioned graduating 10 seniors, but some really positive talent you have that'll go through a full school year, but will continue to be putting in that work going forward from here.
Yeah, we encourage them, you know, now the football's up, make sure you're doing something. Be involved in wrestling, basketball, track, golf, baseball, all kinds of stuff. And the more they're involved in that, the more it carries over the football field as well. So we'll be, you know, having some kids in the weight room, really focusing on that, trying to get some agility stuff down. But we want to be involved and, you know, be great kids and just good people in the classroom too.
Some players battling injuries here late in the season. What that looks like to get them back to 100% going forward from here?
Yeah, we've had some, you know, some bumps and bruises throughout the year and everything, and it's just taking it slow, doing some rehab and stuff, and getting everything back 100% and stretching it out, making sure that they're ready to go and can strap up next year ready.
Getting to wrap up the season the way you were able to on Friday night, what it was like playing in front of that great Bearcat crowd again after you had been on the road for back-to-back weeks before that senior night game on Friday.
Playing at home's always great. We got some great fans. Everyone's loud, cheering them on, and, you know, just a great time. We really enjoy playing at home, and it means a lot. And like I said, it's a great way to send off our seniors as well.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you wrapped up the regular season on Friday with a great home win on senior night, 26-7 over AGWSR.
Proud of our team, how they finished, what they've done this year. All of us coaches said that, you know, we couldn't have been more proud of what they accomplished, and just keep going and keep building and get ready for next year now.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time here on the Coach's Corner, and good luck to you and the Bearcats as you'll get a chance to rest here for a little bit and then begin prepping for next season.
Yes, thank you very much.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.
Thanks for joining us for the Coach's Corner, presented by Mort's Water Company. Stay tuned as our broadcast continues from the Crown Jewel Travel Studios in Hampton on 104.9 KLMJ-FM and on the Go Media Station.
The Iowa State football team will be back at home on Saturday when they play host to UCF. Pre-game coverage will begin at 4:30 p.m., followed by the opening kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium at 6:30 on 104.9 KLMJ. Live Iowa State football coverage, as well as Wednesday night Cyclone Coaches Corner at 6:30, are made possible in part by Howie Equipment and Trailer Sales of Hampton, Builders First Source in Iowa Falls, the Ackley Veterinary Center, and On Track Overhead Doors in Iowa Falls.
Welcome back to the Coaches Corner. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff, as the Warhawks get their first win since their first game of the year. And a great win on the road, 18-7 over Belmont Clemmy. What you noticed from that game, Coach, a nice bounce-back win for your team in your regular season finale.
I'm really proud of our kids for bouncing back from adversity to start. We got down 7-0. They had a nice pass play to their top receiver there, and he's had a great season. We knew he was dangerous and took some bad angles and then didn't tackle him in the open field. And he took it down the sideline of the house. Great play by him. So we were down 7-0, but we were able to respond, score a touchdown to get to 7-6, and we mishandled the snap on the extra point. So stayed 7-6. We were able to get another score there for half. So went in halftime up 12-7. And then we're able to pitch a shutout in the second half. Our defense really did a nice job tonight, especially after the beginning of the game where we kind of settled in and were able to get another score in the second half there and win by a final of 18-7.
What stood out to you about the defensive play as you were facing a balanced offense that can attack on the ground and through the air, and you held them to just 7 points on Friday night?
Our defensive line did a really nice job of controlling the line of scrimmage and just making sure the run game didn't really explode on us. I mean, they got some yards, but I think for the most part, we really made sure we didn't give up explosive runs and made them earn the yards that they did get on the ground. And Just with how we were playing up front, that allowed us to play a lot of two-way safeties in the second half defensively, which is really important. It helped us protect the deep part of the field, and we're able to force some mistakes from the quarterback, and we ended up getting three interceptions. So that was really a key part of the game. And our secondary and our back end is just so young. We've had some injuries, but we were starting a freshman, another freshman, a sophomore, a sophomore, and a sophomore. So at times we had four or five DBs in the field. Every single one of them was an underclassman, and those guys obviously have had some growing pains, and they've gotten thrown to the fire and varsity games probably sooner than we wanted them to, but you know, they've continued to get better and really take the coaching and work hard and have good attitude. The start wasn't ideal, but they really settled in, did a nice job there in the second half, and that's just exciting to see. It's exciting to see that growth and see them be successful, and we really depended on them to seal the game there. Again, forcing the turnovers was huge.
For your offense doing just enough to help you stay ahead, what do you notice on that side of the ball?
We did a nice job on the ground. We kind of do what we do, but again, we've kind of had some injuries in our backfield. We've got three guys on the shelf right now, so we did get in a little more shotgun than we normally do, and that was kind of a wrinkle, obviously, that we were selective about. Can't do too much, put in too much in a short week, or you're not going to be good at it, so I thought we had a good week of practice with it. The kids were comfortable, understood what we were trying to do, and that package of kind of, there's some different ways to attack when you're in the shotgun or center, and you know, it still ties in with what we're doing offensively. Our offense is our offense, but there's different things you can do in the shotgun versus under center, so we mixed and matched, and I thought Dak sunk and really just had a terrific game, especially in the first half. Had a touchdown on the ground, touchdown through the air. I don't know what he had total yardage, certainly at least 150, if not more than that. Just did a great job finishing runs, protecting the ball. And then Connor Swenson, he's a freshman for us, and he's done a great job on JV all year, and then injury kind of struck, so we had to call his number, and he needed to be ready to go, and man, was he. He did a great job, and Gottman was blocked, really ran the way we wanted him to run the football, and finished drives, finished runs, got first downs, all that kind of stuff, so I thought Connor Swenson, freshman, and Dax Duncan, a junior, really stood out offensively for us. And yeah, it was a good night offensively. And
more with the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff, right after this on the Coach's Corner.
The residents at the Sheffield Care Center are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in their communities. Alone, you can do so little. Together, with teamwork, you can do so much. The Sheffield Care Center is committed to be a leader in providing quality, preventative, and restorative services. They are dedicated to teamwork and to provide a clean, comfortable, home-like atmosphere with honesty, dignity, respect, and compassion for all their residents. To learn more about everything the Sheffield Care Center has to offer, call 641-892-4691.
Have you signed up for e-bill from Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association yet? Have your monthly statement delivered to your inbox and never worry about misplacing it again. You may view and pay your bill using a bank account or a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover credit card. It's fast, secure, and easy. To learn more about signing up for e-bill from Rockwell Cooperative Telephone Association, contact RCTA at rockwellcoop.com or call 641-822-3211.
Trust. Earning yours is their top priority. Corey and Troy will get the job done and get it done right. They specialize in professional automotive service and repair, including diesel. They only use the most advanced diagnostic tools available and automotive parts you can really put your trust in. So wherever your travels might take you, keep your vehicle well-maintained with Don's Auto Service in Rockwell. It's the place you can trust to service it. Call them at 822-3456. Don's Auto Service is a proud sponsor of the West Fork Coaches Show.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff, as the Warhawks end a six-game losing streak in their regular season finale with an 18-7 win at Belmont Clemmy on Friday night. And Coach, before we look ahead to your Week 9 game, breath of fresh air for your team, ending that losing streak and going out and playing a competitive game like you did on Friday night.
It was nice to see our kids finish the game. We've really emphasized finish in our program, and we have not done that previously this season. We had a winnable game up at Newman that we didn't close the deal on, and we had a winnable game versus Lake Mills for homecoming that we were up late and we didn't finish the deal on. So we really wanted to emphasize that we wanted to finish. And man, our kids really finished. I think they wore them down in the second half, and just great to see. It's six games is a long time. It was, you know, it was a struggle there. It's not fun to go that long without winning the game, but our kids have really had a great attitude and continue to show up, continue to take well the coaching, continue to be excited to come to practice, to keep learning, keep growing, and I'm just really happy for them to be rewarded with a big win tonight.
One more game for your team as you'll be playing an optional Week 9 game back in home field as you host BCLUW. Your thoughts on that matchup with the Comets?
Played them last year, and then we were able to get a 26-7 win, and that was a nice way to go in the offseason. And I think they've made some improvements this year, no doubt about it. So it's going to be a challenge for sure. And just want to give our guys another opportunity to play. And we're all in, and we're excited to get in our game and another home game. And they're going to be ready to go, and we need to have another good week of practice and hoping we can pick up win number 3 here.
What you hope your team can draw from a Week 9 game, looking to go into the offseason with a high note feeling as you have a lot of players from this year's roster that will still have years to come back for this Warhawk program as you continue to build.
Yeah, well, we're going to have 30-plus some kids coming back, and we got a big talented freshman class coming in, so it's the future is bright and it's exciting, and you know, it's just important to us to finish the season the right way, finish with momentum, kind of put an exclamation point on the end of the season, and it's just an opportunity to go compete and continue to get some of these younger guys reps. We're really excited. Hopefully we stay healthy, and then hopefully we can finish out the right way.
Final thoughts, Coach, is a great win on Friday night for your team on the road at Belmont Clemmy, and as you will now move on to your optional Week 9 game against BCLUW on Friday, getting to play in that great environment in Sheffield again.
Really excited for the kids, and I'll give a shout out to a senior for us, Jaron Heights, using. We weren't sure if he was going to play football game. It was a gruesome injury last year, and the rehab and a lot of grit and determination on his part, and we were able to put in a package where we put him in the backfield, and we were able to get him a touchdown tonight, and got him one more carry late in the game to ice it with a first down run on a third and short to put the game away, and just so happy for him. Great night, a night that he'll remember and kind of put to rest hopefully what happened last year, and you come full circle a year later, and to have that kind of a night for him is it's perfect. It's kind of a storybook way for him to wrap up. Can't say enough good things about the kid, his leadership and who he is and what he's meant to the coaching staff and as a leader for a program, and he's everything that's good about high school athletics and determination coming back, and just gonna be more happy for him to do that tonight. So we're excited and we're ready to go here for Week 9 to finish the season.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time here on the Coach's Corner, and good luck to you and the Warhawks as you go into your Week 9 matchup against BCLUW to wrap up this season.
Appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Football, Dan Westhoff, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on the Coach's Corner. Presented by Mort's Water Company.
What's your water score? If you don't know, or it isn't as high as it should be, the water professionals at Mort's Water can help. We will perform a free in-home water analysis to determine your water score and then recommend the appropriate Kinetico water treatment solutions to improve it. The higher your water score, the better your water. Find out how easy it is to raise your water score with Kinetico and Mort's Water, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit mortsonline.com today.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Appleton-Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas. Falcons are coming off of a 47-13 loss at home to Sumner Fredericksburg here in Week 8. Coach, certainly a tough loss, but again, you're in the playoffs, so you'll be able to move on from this one. But just to kind of talk about this thing here at first, looks like things kind of got away from you a little bit in the second half. I know you had a chance to possibly tie or take the lead early in the third quarter. If you kind of walk me through this thing and how things ultimately went against you guys in this one.
yeah, you know, we were able to go down and score first, and we led 6-0 after the first quarter. We missed our extra point, but you know, we moved the ball, got a stop, got out, then went down and scored on our second possession. Second quarter, they got a couple touchdowns on us, but I was proud of our guys, you know, so we're down two scores and able to come back and score right before the half to cut it to 13-19 at that point. Then it was a great drive. We had to go a little no huddle down and score with 22 seconds. Started the third quarter, and Coach Hoyer thought we could go onside and kick, and we got that right away. Marched it down, unfortunately turned it over with a fumble on about the 15, and I don't know, that took a lot of air out of our sails, and we were just weren't able to sustain some other drives, and they got some, you know, a couple long broken plays, quarterback just scrambled, and guys got open, long time to cover, and missed a couple tackles, and then it got away from us a little bit in the fourth quarter, but you know, saw a lot more fight out of our guys when we got down those two scores, with Sumner scoring three unanswered touchdowns in the third quarter. To score right before half was a big step for us, and unfortunately we just couldn't capitalize second half.
Yeah, so when it comes to the scouting report you guys had for Sumner, Fred, was it kind of what you guys were expecting, like, or what was kind of the story with this one?
Yeah, we knew, you know, Nuss is just such a good athlete, and we knew we needed to keep him in. He had a couple longer option runs on just a couple small mistakes. We made some adjustments at half, and that helped with that. And but where he hurt us was just scrambling, and, you know, our D-backs, we have to cover for 6-7 seconds. Their receivers break off routes, and, you know, they made a couple plays there where we just couldn't stay on him long enough, and we couldn't get to him and get him tackled. And, you know, we had drives, but a couple penalties and that – you know, got us behind the chains where we were unable to, you know, punch in points, and you got to do that in a game like this.
So Benny Waller had one of his better passing games of the year, 96 yards unofficially. You have Mason Prusiner, 14 carries, 63 yards. Devin Eberhardt, 20 carries, 62 yards. So certainly able to spread the wealth. So as you kind of go forward and move on from this game, how is this maybe a little bit of a stepping stone offensively, especially, you know, from the week before with D&H?
Yeah, you know, hopefully it was is good. I think Benny making some plays, and Maddox Kruger with 5 catches for us did a good job getting open and made a very tough touchdown catch. Had a tough, I think it was third down and long, made a tough catch on their sideline, and so that was good to get those things, and, you know, hopefully some confidence. You know, we'll obviously find out here shortly who we play, not knowing, but we're gonna have, be able to have to, you know, run it and be able to throw it a little bit and make sure we make good decisions. So you know, to have a little bit of success throwing the football was big, and, you know, we thought maybe we could run it for a little more, and we end up getting, and just some things we got to shore up on our blocking. And obviously that'll be a focus this week as we prepare for whomever for the playoffs.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout here on the Coach's Corner with Applington Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas.
Ready to turn your house into your dream home? This is Anna with Greenbelt Bank and Trust. With our home equity line of credit loans, we make it easier than ever. Whether it's a kitchen remodel, a new roof, or that dream bathroom, Greenbelt Bank has flexible financing options to fit your budget. Our expert team will guide you through every step, making your renovation project a breeze. Don't wait. Transform your space today. Visit us online at greenbeltbank.com or call your local branch lender to learn more about our competitive loan options and rates.
Leading the way, Greenbelt Bank and Trust, Iowa Falls, Ackley, Grundy Center, Eldora, Belmont, and Parkersburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Get the laundry pair that you can use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. Available in Parkersburg at AP Appliance, the built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit AP Appliance Heating and Cooling today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. That's AP Appliance Heating and Cooling, your Maytag Appliance Center, open Monday through Friday, Highway 57, Parkersburg.
We are back on the Coach's Corner with Applington Parkersburg football coach Aaron Thomas. AP fell 47-13 here at home to Sumner Fredericksburg in Week 8. But again, the Falcons are in the playoffs as a 4 seed. We'll be taking on a district champion here in the first round next Friday night. And Coach, I kind of want to just get your thoughts on, you know, this opportunity that's in front of your team. You know, while it wasn't, you know, the best regular season, you still get a chance to, you know, put that behind you. And, you know, everyone's 0-0 at this point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for us, it's going to be about if guys are willing to continue to show up and work hard and practice and want to compete next Friday night. Obviously, we'll be the underdog, and depending on who we get matched up, you know, you hope you see a different team. And but it'll come down to kind of our want to and how hard we're willing to work throughout this week, and if we're willing to go compete and give ourselves a chance. Because, like you said, everybody's 0-0 now and kind of starting from scratch. And you know, it's one and done. So, you know, for our seniors, hopefully there's that urgency and they lead, and that our juniors and our sophomores and our freshman guys playing, that'll impact them, and they'll know and believe that we can go out and compete and give it a shot.
Yeah, so what are kind of your thoughts on some of the biggest objectives, you know, for this upcoming week as you head to that practice field? Again, it's just an opportunity to continue to be out there with the guys and go up against a great team here next week.
Yeah, you know, I think the key's got to be to try to get better and to keep moving forward and to continue to work hard and develop, you know, just a mindset about team and about willing to compete for other guys, even if maybe you're not playing as much right now. And if you're the scout team guys, you know, just being a part of a team. And that's something we're going to look at and kind of focus on and give it our best effort, like we said. And we know we're going to have a good opponent, but can we go compete and compete for 48 minutes? And maybe, you know, we want to play our best football game here in the first round of the playoffs.
All right, well, we'll certainly talk more as soon as we know who you guys are playing in the first round, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here?
Just another great home crowd, and I just can't thank our fans enough and for sticking with us, and for the guys who are competing and about the team, just appreciate their effort and looking forward to a chance to, you know, see what happens. We're 0-0 and see what might happen this week.
You bet. And I almost forgot to ask, but a senior night, you know, was held last night. So I do want to give you a chance to, you know, shout out those seniors and how special of a night that always is.
Yeah, I just appreciate those guys and their work ethic and you know, buying into this year. And, you know, maybe yeah, not the record we'd hope, but those guys have been a pleasure. And, you know, from the guys, the Molders and the Harkin, who are two-way starters to us, to, you know, really appreciate everything. Sam Reitz to Dakota Henninger, who don't get a ton of playing time, but, you know, I could see in, you know, Sam Reitz's eyes what it meant for him, you know, tough playing his last game and just a great teammate. Just appreciate, you know, his care for what he does. So, you know, obviously we wish we could have ended on a win, but it was good to, you know, fight back and claw there and make it a game for a little while. And, you know, looking forward to at least one more week of practice with those guys.
All right, that's AP football coach Aaron Thomas. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey, thanks, J-Mo.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.
You're listening to 104.9 KLMJ. Stay tuned. There's more to come on the Coach's Corner, presented by Mort's Water Company.
Want your business to be seen on the web? Do you want to reach a larger social media audience? Ever dreamed of seeing an ad for your business while you're watching TV? Keep listening. On the Go Media not only offers great advertising on powerful radio brands 104.9 KLMJ and 99 The Wave, but we now offer a robust suite of digital marketing options. Choose display ads to be seen by web users in geographic areas you choose to target. With our strong social media following, boosting your post through our radio brands also allows it to amplify your message to a larger audience. On the Go Media can also create and place TV ads on popular free streaming services, as well as some limited subscription-based services. The pricing on these products is competitive, and in most cases we find lower than other media organizations who aren't as invested in our local schools and communities as we are. Whether you're an experienced digital marketer or just want to know more about this exploding world of advertising options for your small business, reach out today and email radio@radioonthego.com. That's radio@radioonthego.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of AGWSR football, James Cope, as the Cougars fall on Friday night 26-7 at North Butler in their final regular season game of the season. What you noticed from the matchup, coach?
We played well, you know, the whole first half, and matched their physicality, matched their toughness, and you know, then in the second half, you know, we got a stop to start the second half, and then North Butler punted, and then we muffed the punt return, and, you know, they had a short field, and they scored. So that kind of switched some momentum, and then after that, you know,
They got a couple more scores, a couple drives and stuff. But, you know, we made them drive the field. We made them, you know, earn it. You know, and we had some turnovers ourselves. So I thought the kids played hard and they didn't quit and they played the entire game. So, you know, and they've done that all season. You know, but we played a good team and came out on the short end of the stick tonight.
For your team, with the players that you'll have coming back for future teams, what you can build on from the defensive performance in that first half?
Defensively, you know, we had three fumbles recovered, and some of our juniors had the best game that they had played all season. So I thought we wore down a little bit in the second half, but we competed. And can't say that enough for our kids. You know, I told the kids after the game, you know, character is one of those things that true character you find in a man quite often when things aren't going their way. And, you know, this season, 1-7, you know, a lot of things didn't go our way. Frustrations, hard knocks and things like that. And the kids fought hard in every game. They never quit. They never gave up. They fought to the end, I thought, in all eight games this season. So, you know, that shows that they have good character and a good work ethic and all of those things. So I said for the juniors on down, you know, that's something you can build off of and something that needs to motivate you in the off season. And for the seniors, you know, that's something that is a lifelong character trait that is going to bode well for them as they go through the ups and downs in life once they graduate. So there's not a person on our team, coaches, players, managers, et cetera, that's, you know, not disappointed with 1-7. But, you know, there are positive things throughout the season and tonight that you can take away and use as an examples to work going forward.
After being shut out, you were able to get a big play from Bo Starr to find the end zone, the yes moment when that score was had.
That was late in the game. You know, a team could give up by that point. You know, so it goes back to what I was saying about defense and about our team the entire year. I mean, you just keep plugging away, and that occurred after one of our fumble recoveries. We had a short field and took advantage of it, and Colin hit Bo on an out route, and, you know, Bo did the rest to get in the end zone. And so, yeah, I mean, but again, it goes to the character of our kids where, you know, you could be hanging your head by that point. I mean, it's obvious we were going to be 1-7 by that point of the game. We're down 26-0, and to the character of our kids, they kept playing. And so that's a special thing that, you know, you could maybe build that up, but it takes something inside a person to want to keep fighting even when the chips are down. And so I think the touchdown at the end of the game just kind of proved what I've been saying all season about how our kids don't quit and they keep fighting, and they will until the final horn blows.
More with the head coach of AGWSR football, James Cope, right after this on the Coach's Corner.
I know I need life insurance, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Does this sound familiar? Has life insurance fallen down to the bottom of your to-do list? Regardless of what might be on your busy schedules, life can change in an instant. Having life insurance can protect your family from the what-ifs and add some peace of mind to your agenda. Contact me, your local Farm Bureau agent, Barry Hoffmeister, in Ackley, to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call me at 641-847-2376. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
It's harvest time, and Landis has the tools and expertise you need for a successful harvest season through the Landis Grow Solutions Center. With experts ready to help advise on grain contracts, 0% financing, or preparing for next season's agronomy needs, the Landis Grow Solutions Center has you covered. Give the Grow Solutions Center a call at the following number, 515-800-GROW. That's 515-800-4769. Or check out www.landis.ag to make this harvest a successful one.
Are you ready to make the most of your college experience? Look no further than Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls, Iowa. At Ellsworth, we offer a world of possibilities with 55 different academic programs to choose from. We also offer 8 NJCAA athletic programs and 2 club programs so you can get involved in the sport you love and be part of a winning team. Ellsworth Community College is where you can experience a 4-year education in just 2 years. Ready to take the first step? Visit us online at ellsworthcollege.com. www.ellsworthcommunitycollege.com for more information or give us a call at 641-648-4611. Experience Ellsworth today.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is your greatest defense in the fight against breast cancer. Hanson Family Hospital is accredited in mammography through the American College of Radiology. The ACR Gold Seal of Approval represents the highest level of image quality and patient safety. Call 641-648-7135 to schedule your 3D mammography screening today. Hanson Family Hospital is healthcare you can count on.
And once again, we're joined by the head coach of AGWSR football, James Cope, here on the Coach's Corner as we welcome you back on this Saturday morning. As AGWSR falls in their regular season finale, 26-7 at North Butler on Friday, and you had a chance to have a special moment in the end zone at the end of the game, one final team meeting on a competition surface, and got a chance to get a photo op with the seniors. What that moment was like for you on Friday night in green?
Yeah, you know, it's always great when the seniors can take a picture together. And you know, that last drive on defense, you know, we made sure all the seniors were on the field. They don't all start. They're not all two-way starters. Some of them are, you know, just special teams players. Two of them are foreign exchange students. And I try to instill in our kids that it doesn't matter what role you have on the team. Every role on the team is important, and everybody is valuable and has a valuable role. But, you know, at that point in the game, it was nice to put all the seniors out one series of defense together, you know, so they could, you know, get that final series all together and cherish those final few moments and plays that they had to cap off their senior season.
Your message to that senior group as they go forward from here?
Before we went to green, I said, you know, Colin Willems, except for 1 week hunting every fall when the football season's over, I don't know that the kid's ever missed weights. 4 years. Jan and Melvin, they came from Germany and Sweden and, you know, got to play American football. Jan does in Germany, but, you know, it's always special to have that international connection that we've had. You know, going down the list, Cade and Keelan Urban, we just get 100% out of them. They're on special teams, but they're always volunteering for scout team and those things. I mean, so they're always working hard, even if they're not getting a ton of varsity reps. And I told the underclassmen, that's something you can learn from them. You know, they're valuable members of the team, regardless of how much varsity playing time they're getting. And then you've got Jesus Garibay, you know, he didn't start till he was a senior, but he stayed out all 4 years, you know, and kept plugging away at that. And Clayton Van Lowe and Carter Roeder, they both play in the line. In junior high and youth, they were fullbacks, you know, and you know, then they end up playing in the line because that's what we need, you know. And so they were willing to change positions, even if they didn't necessarily like that. But that's what the team needed, you know. And then you have Diego. He's just a good kid to have around. And it was great to see him start the last couple of years in the line for us. And then Easton Kearns. The great thing about Easton is he just kept working hard and got his starting spot back on defense and things like that. And he was one of our staple receivers on the offense. So all the kids' roles were important. They were all necessary. And there's something that our kids can learn from all of the seniors and what they contributed to the team.
Final thoughts, Coach. Yes, next line of Cougars getting ready to prepare for next season already.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely need to get to work because nobody here is happy with 1-7. We weren't happy with, you know, 3-6 last year. So we definitely want things to start going in the other direction. And, you know, that doesn't just happen. You know, you've got to put the work in. We've switched weightlifting during the school day, and I think that's been a positive thing. Gets our student-athletes a lot more rest and stuff like that. And there's things that we're doing and adjusting and stuff to make it a better experience for the kids. But, yeah, I mean, there's work to do, and we've got to look at that and, you know, put our best foot forward and have a better outcome next season.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck to you in AGWSR as you move into the off season and continue to build to get bigger, faster, and stronger for next year.
Thank you, and thank you guys for the coverage all season.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of AGWSR football, James Cope, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.
Saturday mornings are for hot coffee, great breakfast, and the Coach's Corner. Presented by Mort's Water Company on 104.9 KLMJ. Homegrown and locally owned. Stay tuned.
Before the snow flies, it's time to get your septic tank pumped. This is Brandon Morton with Mort's Water Company. Pumping out your septic tank is easier to do when it's 50 degrees than 20 degrees. It's also in your best interest to have your home septic system pumped before the ground freezes. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT before the ground freezes. With over a century of knowledge and expertise with sewer and septic systems, why would you call anyone else? Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dallas football, Caleb Vogel. As the Cowboys wrapped up the regular season on Friday night with a long road trip to number 3 in Class 2A Spirit Lake, and it was a 42-0 loss on Friday night. What you noticed from that matchup against Spirit Lake, Coach?
Spirit Lake has always been tough. You know, the big thing I might take away from it is our guys really never gave up. Three or four huge plays, you know, it was based off one big play. And if we could eliminate those, you know, we were right in there with them. But it's just about lack of execution at times that has went against us this year. And those things that we just got to continue to fix and get better at that and then improve from there and grow and just continue to play football, you know, all four quarters.
One of our ongoing conversations here on the Coach's Corner has been the not give up effort of your team in some of these spots where you may be down. They continue to play for all four quarters. How you saw that continue to come to fruition on Friday in a game that you were facing a caliber opponent that Spirit Lake is, a top five team.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, a guy that just stands out, you know, who's been with the program for 4 years, you know, is Bryce Lindemann. I mean, we're in conversations that we've had in the past, you know, and not happy with the way the season is going, but, you know, I just give it my all, you know, all four quarters. I go until the very last whistle, you know, and that's the mentality that we want from our players, you know. We want that from, you know, a captain too, you know, and Bryce is a captain, you know, so. And he's doing that, and he's not only doing that, but it's become like a trickling effect, you know, amongst everybody else. And there's so many guys that do that, and, you know, we just got to continue to preach that, you know, from start to finish, you know, from the first whistle to the last whistle, you know, you're just going to continue to play and compete. Just have fun doing it and give it your all on every single play and just grow from there.
Positive takeaways from the game, Coach, as we had talked about off air, you will have a Week 9 game that you'll get a chance to prepare for this upcoming week.
We threw some young guys in there last night, our guys that have to play very much, you know, offensively. We had Henry Holmes, you know, who had a pretty good game last night on defense. You know, he started at corner last night for us and had some big plays. You know, had an interception for us. You know, JD and you know, Selvin. They're kind of playing out of position, you know, with Charlie being hurt. But the last 2 weeks, they've done a great job. You know, JD had an interception for us. You know, Selvin on the offensive end, you know, continues to run super hard. You know, Caleb C was another one that's their senior that plays super, super aggressive on both sides of the ball. Gets Huxley and Felter more into the game offensively. So we had a lot of good things last night. We're just going to continue to grow from it. Carry it with us not only into next week, but into the following year.
More with the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dallas football, Caleb Vogel, right after this on the Coach's Corner.
Can you dig it? Hennigar Construction and Clarion can. They're a full-service crew with extensive experience in all things above and below the dirt. Hennigar Construction does excavating along with hydrovac services, septic system work, ditch cleanout, and tile repairs. Above the ground, they are the ones to call for steel frame buildings, material hauling, concrete work, and demolition services. Whether you're building up or tearing down, you'll get the job done with precision and efficiency when you call 515-602-6242. That's Hennigar Construction in Clarion.
Mullenbrook Insurance and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why they're looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in their community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Shannon Mullenbrook, Michaela Hefty, or Eric Bruins, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Mullenbrook Insurance Agency in Dowse today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
When it comes to an expert welder, you can trust Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan. Mark is a master welder and can weld just about anything. Mark also does brazing, milling, and lathe work. Bruins Machine and Welding custom makes hydraulic hoses, sells Northland oil, and stocks a huge inventory of nuts, bolts, bearings, seals, belts, and PTO parts. When it's broken, take it to Rowan to Bruins Machine and Welding. Bruins Machine and Welding is a proud supporter of all the area schools, including Clarion Goldfield Dow's sports teams.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dow's football, Caleb Vogel. As the Cowboys, in their regular season finale on Friday night, fall at third-ranked in Class 2A Spirit Lake 42-0. But the Cowboys will get one more time on the football field this season as they have scheduled an optional Week 9 game, and they'll be headed to Iowa Falls Alton on Friday. Your thoughts on getting one more chance on the field with your Cowboys on Friday, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it's always great to be able to play, another game of football. You know, it's a game that I truly love to coach and play. You know, obviously I can't play anymore, but, just to be around it. So it's great to, play one more game, even though it's a game that is not a non-playoff game. But it's going to be a fun game. You know, we're going to play against Iowa Falls. You know, they're in our conference. We haven't seen them, whether it was in JV or regular season this year. So it'll be fun to go down there and play them. You know, we see them in 7-on-7, during the summer. A little film that I've watched. They're a team that likes to throw the ball. They got some guys that we got to be able to stop. You know, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I think the kids are excited. It's a good way to end the season, and just got to get after it and have fun doing it.
Hopes with playing this optional Week 9 game for going into the offseason on a high note, but also continuing to build up those players that will be coming back for future Cowboy teams.
That's something, we're definitely going to consider, is, yes, we want to send our seniors out on a high note, but it's also looked at as a type of game that we got to get these young guys in there a little bit and just kind of see the potential that they have and, the growth that they've made, all year round. Just go from there and continue to, do our stuff, both offense and defense, and enjoy the last few moments, that we get together as a team and can play one more time and just go compete.
Enjoying those moments, Coach, what you hope that looks like entering your final week of practice as you prep for your Week 9 game against IFA?
Every second of the day, every millisecond of the day, you get to spend with these guys in practice. You just got to cherish those moments. And it's fun to see the growth of these young kids. It's fun to see the way, these seniors have developed, all 4 years. Grabbed onto those moments and to cherish those moments are pretty special. But this is still a game week. We just got to continue to prepare like we do every other week. Do the little things right, fix the things that we have done wrong in the past, and just go from there and just play Cowboy football.
What you would say the keys to the game look like facing an IFA team that just missed the playoffs in Class 2A, and they have a dual threat offense, and for your team, you present dual threat capabilities as well, how those two sides match up against one another on Friday night.
Offensively for us, we just got to continue to do what we do best, kind of run the ball and then here and there kind of throw a ball. And, last night showed that, we had the capability of throwing the ball because did a good job with that. Continue to take the right steps offensively up front, continue to finish your blocks, continue to run the routes, do those things. And, just play fast and be aggressive on offense. An offense like Iowa Falls, they do a lot of different things. They do no huddle. They signal in, they do different formations. So we got to be able to check defensively, be able to communicate, play fast up front, use our hands, get pressure. Linebackers got to have good keys and reads, understanding what is going on at all times. And DBs, we just got to stay disciplined, I discipline, we preach all single year. If we continue to keep doing that, we should be okay. But it should be a fun game. I'm excited.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you wrapped up the regular season on Friday at Spirit Lake and will play an optional Week 9 game against Iowa Falls Alton to wrap up your full season coming up on Friday.
Yeah, you know, again, I can't thank, you know, all of our fans, all of our parents, all the community that has supported us all throughout the year. You know, again, thank you to our seniors for all that they've done. We're truly going to miss them. I just can't wait to take the field with them one more time. It's going to be a fun week to play one more game.
Well, Coach, good luck to you and the Cowboys as you head over to Iowa Falls on Friday to play your optional Week 9 game.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dallas football, Caleb Vogel, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.
Thanks for joining us for the Coach's Corner, presented by Mort's Water Company. Stay tuned as our broadcast continues from the Crown Jewel Travel Studios in Hampton on 104.9 KLMJ FM and on the Go Media Station.
Radio gets results.
Attention business owners, the fourth quarter is here and it's time to supercharge your sales with Radio on the Go. This is Molly Kaler, sales representative with KLMJ 104.9 and KQCR 99 The Wave. Did you know for most businesses, this quarter brings in more revenue than any other time of year? From fall and winter essentials to Halloween treats, Thanksgiving feasts, and Christmas gifts, consumers are ready to spend. Don't miss out on year-end purchases and seasonal shoppers. Make sure your message reaches them where they are, on the go. Our radio stations travel with your customers, in their cars, and at work. Be the business they choose and be the name that they remember. Visit with our sales team today and let's create a fourth quarter strategy that will make your cash registers sing. Find all of our contact information at radioonthego.com and let's talk results.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmie football, Josh Faborg, as Belmont Clemmie on Friday night fell in their senior night game 18-7 to West Fork. What you noticed in that game, Coach, is another tight game.
Frustrating night overall. I mean, a night full of penalties and just you know, not very disciplined play from us. But, you know, hats off to West Fork. I think they brought a good game plan, and their guys were definitely ready to go, and the scoreboard and the outcome obviously reflected that. But, you know, really appreciate our seniors. It was senior night, so a special night for those kids. And, you know, certainly expected a better performance and a better outcome for the Broncos for that senior night. But it doesn't take away anything that those guys have poured into the program for 4 years. So, you know, definitely want to recognize them again, have them acknowledged, and, you know, appreciate everything they've done.
What that was like, getting a chance to have a moment with them before the game in front of that great BK crowd.
These guys are our team guys, and, you know, we've made big strides, I think, this year in just becoming more of a team and being unselfish football players. So, you know, we certainly had our things throughout the week, but it was a regular Friday night for us. You know, those guys came out, and they didn't want any distractions. They wanted it to be really about the team, and that's what they did. So, you know, proud of them for doing that, and, you know, we get one more week, one more home game, fortunately, moving forward. So, you know, they get another chance to get out there in front of their home crowd.
Positives you can take away from Friday night as you get ready for that optional Week 9 game against Eagle Grove coming up next week.
Yeah, I think the big positives would just be we got a lot of guys on the field. You know, not real excited about our performance last night, just to be really honest. We didn't execute well. Not a lot went right for us last night. And again, not to take anything away from West Fork, because they did some really good things. But we just did not put a quality product on the field last night. However, we did get a lot of guys on the field. We're severely banged up right now. Just the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of guys go down, especially in key positions with we got a lot of guys on the field last night who don't have a lot of experience. And, you know, that actually is a good thing. We did mature last night as a football team. You know, a lot of our two and three deep got some good time and, you know, really did well given the circumstances. So, you know, proud of those younger guys for stepping in late in the season, staying bought in throughout the season, and, you know, really doing a nice job overall and holding a good opponent to only 18 points. So that would be the big takeaway and the big positive from last night.
One of our ongoing conversations here on the Coach's Corner has been that next man up mentality. how your team has been able to make those adjustments during practice week and sometimes on game night when you have these younger players having to step in and take on these roles.
It's been a challenge. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of tweaks in game plans, even midweek. And then, you know, anytime you have to do it on a Friday night, it's just, it's really, really hard. You know, you plan for it a little bit, but you just never know what to expect. And obviously you never see it coming. So, you know, I think our staff did a good job of adjusting, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Coach Ketchum and his defense did a pretty good job of holding an opponent with, you know, only 18 points to and limited yards to with a lot of younger guys. So we've used the term resiliency, and, you know, our older guys through our younger guys all seem to have that. So, you know, proud of the guys for the effort there.
More with the head coach of Belmont Clemmie football, Josh Faborg, right after this on the Coach's Corner.
Driving safely in school zone should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Muhlenberg Insurance and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Shannon Muhlenberg, Michaela Hefty, or Eric Bruins, your local Grinnell Mutual agents, at Muhlenberg Insurance in Dallas today for all your insurance needs.
It's Thursday. Greenbelt Bank of Trust invites you for the fall open house at their newly remodeled Ackley office. Here's Ackley's new ag and commercial lender, Caleb Bartling.
I look forward to meeting you during our open house. Come see our makeover and tour our expansion in Ackley. Pick up your 2025 calendar and register for us to donate to the local church of your choice. Of course, Greenbelt will have tasty refreshments as always. So, join us for a festive celebration with a new look and a new season. That's this Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Highway 57 in Ackley at Greenbelt Bank and Trust. Small town, big hearts.
Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding is a proud supporter of all area schools, including the Belmont Clemmie Broncos. When you need hydraulic hoses made, call Mark. When you need welding or brazing done, call Mark. Call 641-853-2324. Mark Bruins at Bruins Machine and Welding can fix just about anything. He is a master welder and also does milling and lathe work. Mark sells Northland Oil and stocks a huge selection of nuts, bolts, bearings, seals, belts, and PTO parts. When it's broken, take it to Bruins Machine and Welding in Rowan.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmie football, Josh Faborg, as BK on Friday night fell in their senior night game 18-7 at home against West Fork, but will get one more chance on the field this season as they will play an optional Week 9 game this Friday night as they will host Eagle Grove. Your thoughts on a great Wright County matchup, Coach?
Really enjoy this one and really get excited about it. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Willard and his program. They hosted us this summer for a scrimmage, which was awesome for, I think, both sides. But, you know, anytime you really know the opponent, you know, you see him in other events and just other community things, you know, it means a little bit more. So we're excited to have those guys over here. You know, they're kind of in the same boat, obviously, as we are scheduling this one. So, you know, anytime you can create a little Wright County rivalry and Wright County matchup, it's something to add a layer of excitement about.
Getting a chance to play a Week 9 game, Coach, what you hope your team's able to draw from this matchup as you have players coming back for future Bronco teams and getting to send your seniors off on a high note as well into the off season.
Yeah, I think it's exactly both of those things. It's one more chance for our seniors to strap it up and get out there and create one more memory from Belmont football. But the other side of it is, you know, we're very young. We're very inexperienced. It's been a big learning curve this year. And, you know, it's one more opportunity to gain some experience going into the off season. So we're going to make sure that we take advantage of both of those things, celebrate our older guys who are moving on, and then make sure our younger guys are using this as a great experience builder.
The excitement getting a chance to play in front of that great BK crowd again for a second straight week.
We got to get one at home. You know, we've got two road wins this year, and you know, that's great. But that was our message last night, and unfortunately, had a lot of things just not go our way, and couldn't get that one done. So another opportunity to show our gratitude to a great home crowd, parents, community, everybody included, and hopefully bring home a W.
What keys to the game look like as you match up with an Eagles team looking to do the same and their season on a high note?
We have a lot to clean up. Last night, I think the biggest piece of frustration as we look back at it was the penalties. So we are not playing very disciplined right now. So that will be our message this morning and going into the week. We have to take care of the things that we can control pre-snap and post-snap, and just really focus on doing a good job between the whistles, and that's it. So unfortunately week nine, you hate to focus on that and start there, but that's where we're at right now, so we got to make sure we get that done.
Final thoughts, Coach, as you'll get a chance to play one more time this season in an optional week nine game in a great inter-county matchup as you take on fellow Wright County member Eagle Grove on Friday night on your home field.
Just excited for another opportunity to play football. So, of course, we wish that it was had some different implications, but nonetheless, we have a lot of respect for those guys. We'll be excited to see them on Friday night. And, like I said, hopefully we take care of business and get a lot better this week and create some great momentum going into our offseason.
Well, Coach, good luck to you and the Broncos as you prep for Friday night and as you take the field against Eagle Grove in your optional Week 9 game.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Belmont Clemmie Football, Josh Faborg, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.
Connecticut water systems are masterly engineered to be simply the most efficient and effective water softener, drinking water system, and water filters on the planet. This is Justin Morton from Mort's Water Company. Connecticut has a system that will fit your water quality, whether it's well water or city water. We can match up your water quality with a Connecticut water treatment system. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT and let us show you how a Connecticut whole house water treatment system will give you the cleanest, best tasting water. Selling and servicing Connecticut water systems in North Iowa for over 40 years. Your local independent authorized Connecticut dealer. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com.
We've reached the end of this Week 8 edition of the Coach's Corner with Radio On The Go Sports. One more time, the scores from Friday night. As aired on 99 The Wave, North Butler beat AGWSR 26-7. Sumner Fredericksburg beat Applington Parkersburg 47-13. West Fork beat Belmont Clemmie 18-7. Number 3 and 2A Spirit Lake beat Clarion Goldfield Owls 42-0. Number 2 and 1A Dyke New Hartford beat Denver 57-13. Number 1 and 1A Grundy Center beat Hudson 35-0. As aired on 104.9 KLMJ, Hampton Dumont Cal beat Charles City 21-0. Number 2 and 2A PCM beat Iowa Falls Alden 48-0. Number 6 and 1A South Hardin beat Columbus Catholic 39-6. And on Thursday, Clarksville beat Meskwaki Settlement 58-0. So now that we know which teams are in the playoffs and which teams are not, head to radioonthego.com and the IHSAA website to find out the postseason pairings for Classes 2A on down, which will be next Friday night. We're thrilled to bring you first-round playoff action next Friday night with Radio On The Go Sports on 99 The Wave and 104.9 KLMJ. So stay tuned for that coming up next week. Later on today, we got college football. Northern Iowa will be at North Dakota, 12 o'clock p.m. pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff on 99 The Wave. Iowa State football will host UCF, 4:30 pregame, 6:30 is the kickoff on 104.9 KLMJ. Head to radioonthego.com to find the upcoming schedule for playoff volleyball action, which begins this coming Monday night as well. This has been the Coach's Corner with Radio On The Go Sports. For Josh Hamlin, I'm John Moenkel, thanking you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
That's a wrap on this week's Coach's Corner, presented on 104.9 KLMJ by Mort's Water Company. The Coach's Corner is also available as a podcast at radioonthego.com and on the Radio On The Go mobile app. Remember, if water is the subject, let Mort's Water Company bring it up.